I'd like to call tonight's meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education to order. This is not our regular scheduled January meeting. This January meeting is in lieu of the meeting that we do not have in December, so we'll be meeting again this month on January the 27th. So if you would please join me tonight in honoring America and stand, and we'll have the pledge to the flag.
Attention, pledge, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Next is approval of the agenda. Oh, what's happened here? Oh, and program. Yes, okay, sorry. All right, here it is, a new year, and I've already lost control. But that's okay, I'll get it back soon. Mr. Christopher Scott, principal of Secret City Academy, has some very special guests tonight. And Mr. Scott, if you'll come on down, we'll turn it over to you, and we thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us this evening. It's a pleasure every year when we get to come and talk a little bit about the Secret City Academy and some of our students. As you know, we don't offer the same types of programs as other schools, like chorus and band and orchestra and things that can entertain. So we hope to entertain you a little bit with some achievement of some of our students. First, I would like to call up Ms. Rutherford and Dorian James. Dorian is one of our Fresh Start students, which is our elementary program. And we wanted to recognize Dorian. He first had the courage to come and do the pledge, and then I found out it's always the color guard, and then but the reason we had asked him to come tonight is because our Fresh Start program has kindergartners through fourth graders. And right now we've got a bunch of kindergartners. And if anybody's ever seen the Energizer Bunny, the little pink one that just never ever stops. Okay, that's some of our kindergartners. And Dorian, who's a little older, mentored those students, which for a fourth grader is really quite remarkable. He progressed through the program, did spectacular, and is now back in his base school doing very well in his home room with Mr. Blair. And we could not be more proud of him and all he has accomplished this year. Thank you, Dorian. The next two students and coach, teacher, Mr. Frent, if you could bring up Acacia and Madison. So last year at Secret City, we began focusing on our district's wide focus of STEM. And because we're a special day school, you know, one might think there wouldn't be as much STEM going on in our building, but we have focused very hard on being able to do that. Mr. Frent began a SumoBot club last year, working through the FLL program of FIRST Robotics, which, for those of you who are not familiar, is an international robotics competition that we've had some teams in front of you before from that particular organization. This year, we started a full-fledged FLL robotics team at Secret City. They built their robot, they performed their their experiment and program. They did all the computer programming for the robot, all the presentations for the competition. They attended the regional competition for FLL and competed in all categories. And their performance in the core values category, which is first character. It's talks about cooperation and communication and teamwork and all the different values of spreading STEM throughout each individual team's community and school. They did so well in that area that the judges awarded them a very special judges award. It is not given out at every competition, but at this competition, the judges came together and wanted to recognize our team for how very well they did. And their robot also did very well, by the way. They finished middle of the field, which I will tell you, for any rookie team, was a really good job, and we could not be prouder of them. One last little note, and then I want to let Mr. French say something about these two girls. They are, we had an all-girls team, which there's only two other all-girls teams in the state. In addition, and we've contacted FIRST initially to try to find other schools that are like us that also have a robotics team. They could not find any. We believe that this is the only robotics team functioning at an alternative school in the country. So we couldn't be more proud.
Just real quick, I know everybody wants to move on. But you know, with the first Lego League, the kids want to get their hands on this robot. It seems like, you know, oh, it's Legos, Legos, Legos. Our team that we were able to put together with, I mean, we were so well-rounded with the artistic ability. We built the diorama. It actually reflected some improvements of what we could do in Oak Ridge on the old Applewood Apartments property. These girls researched it. They presented it. I couldn't be prouder. They were so confident in that room. I mean, it was hard to, we presented it to some of our staff, and it was like, okay, I think we're ready. But when you're in front of a panel of judges, you don't know what to expect. I was amazed on just the poise and the confidence that these girls presented. So I had so much fun that day. It was a long day, but oh my gosh, we had a lot of fun. And I beat Acacia in the race too, in the gymnasium, didn't I? Oh, and one other thing. The alternative school gets the stigma of all the bad kids. Well, we couldn't stray away from that, because what was our name?
Bad Robots After Dark.
Okay, Bad Robots After Dark. That was our team name. So,
can I say something?
One thing. You want to say something?
It was really fun. So, we ate at Pizza Inn. It was really fun, too. So, I got kind of nervous during it, like during the awards, because I was afraid we weren't going to get anything. But when they done it, I walked past them and didn't get the trophy. I just literally walked past them, and it was funny, though. The end.
But thank you for the opportunity.
Wait,
to
do they
want to
see the robot?
Yeah.
Do they want to see the robot?
Well, they see it right now, baby.
You want to show us the trophy?
All right.
Just hang for a second. Madison, just hang for a second.
1 second. You gotta hold the robot. She's getting the picture. Okay. And there's one other girl that wasn't present, Kadesha Mize. And she was the one that said, I cannot speak in front of anybody. I don't want to do any of the presentation. I'm like, okay, we'll find something for you to do. I don't know where she put, like, she's a great speaker. So everybody rose to the occasion, which was really awesome.
I will tell you
guys. Okay. I think we need to charge it, honey. So let's, yeah. All right. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Thanks, guys. again, I can't imagine this happening anywhere else except Oak Ridge Schools. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, Mr. Scott, you mentioned that as you started, we certainly enjoy seeing the musical groups, the singing groups, the bands, the performers, but we equally enjoy hearing about students who do exceptional things. So thank you for bringing them tonight, and if you would, let's recognize them again for their efforts. Okay, now we'll try to approve the agenda. I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agle. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. And yes, it's okay to leave. We'd probably be disappointed if it didn't matter. Next, we'll move to special reports and presentations. Our good news segment, this is just some of the good news that is currently going on or has been going on in the Oak Ridge schools. We'll start with Ms. Agle.
From Willowbrook Elementary, Willowbrook Elementary received a $2,000 donation from Atkins Nuclear Solutions for the purchase of STEM program supplies such as a 3D printer and Lego robotics kit. Thank you very much to Atkins Nuclear. We really appreciate it.
My good news comes from Jefferson Middle. The Jefferson Middle School first Lego League teams competed at the Marble City Qualifier on December 14th. The Radioactive Bricks received the second place robot design award. The Atomic Eagles received the first place robot design award. The JMS Master Builders received the first place robot performance award and the second place champions award. Mr. Brian Smith, seventh grade social studies teacher, was awarded a grant by the Association of American Educators Foundation to help students further educational development in geography and art through a fantasy mapping project. This is the second time in 2 years receiving the grant. Ms. McClain.
I have more good news from Jefferson. The PTO funded two more water filling stations. This will provide filling stations on each floor. Also, several Jefferson band students made junior clinic. Seven students qualified for the gold band, three for silver, and three for bronze. Also, some of you may know there's a football game tonight. It's the National Football Championship game. Our own T. Higgins, who went to Oak Ridge Schools, Glenwood, Jefferson, and Oak Ridge High, is going to be playing for Clemson tonight, so might want to tune in and watch that and pull for T. Thanks.
Ms. Webb.
And RMS, for 4-H students, received award ribbons in public speaking on the school level held November 26th. Kinley Brassell received a first place blue ribbon and a champion top exhibit purple ribbon. Kinley will move on to the 4-H County Public Speaking Contest on January 11th in Clinton. Scarlett Dapson received a first place blue ribbon in public speaking, and Lori Lindsay and Kaylin Henderson each received a second place red ribbon in the contest.
And that's just some of the good things that are currently going on in the Oak Ridge schools. Next item on the agenda is our volunteer recognitions. As you may be aware, each month the Board of Education recognizes one of our many volunteers that contribute to the daily life of each of our schools. These nominees come to us by way of the schools, and then at the end of the school year, we will select one of the volunteers to represent our school district at our fall district meetings. And hopefully, if selected there, they will then go on to possibly be selected as the state volunteer of the year at the Tennessee School Board Association convention. So I would ask tonight, Ms. Tracy Little, to come up and just bring your family with you that's here as well. Let's make this a family event tonight. And I'll ask Mr. Roger Ward to come up. He is the principal at Linden, who nominated Ms. Little. I'm going to make just a few comments and then let Mr. Ward make some comments, and then our vice chair, Ms. McLean, will make a presentation as well. From Linden, Tracy Little is an amazing volunteer. She currently serves as the vice president of our PTO, but her role at the school goes much further than that. She creates a social environment that builds an incredible community culture in the school. Tracy was the co-chair for the Fall Festival, the host for the school board breakfast, which, by the way, was excellent, and the board visit as well, and all-around go-to for the things like donuts with dads, muffins with moms, and et cetera. Mr. Ward.
Sure. Thank you very much. This recognition is long overdue. Tracy is there almost every day, if not every day. She would probably say every day. And I will tell you that sometimes she's the second car in the parking lot only because the custodian has to let her in the building, right? And a lot of times she's the last car to leave the parking lot at night. So she really does a lot for our school. And I appreciate her husband and her son Thomas for allowing us to use her up like we do, because I know there has to be something at home she's not doing, right? She even moved closer to the school so she wouldn't have to travel such a distance, right? She could almost walk there now. So all of those things that were read are absolutely true. She's phenomenal, and we couldn't do it without her. So thank you very much.
Please help me in congratulating Ms. Tracy Little as our Volunteer of the Month. Tracy, thank you again, and thank you for helping make one of our schools better by being there each day. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on next to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments, or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? That's, you're about to see it. And when it comes up, if you'll kind of wave at me so I won't skip over you. So seeing no one else, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye, or cast your votes. You'd think I'd get used to the old habits never die. I was so good, I did it the first time right. Motion carries unanimously. Now we'll move on next to items for action. The first item is the FY19 audit report for the Oak Ridge Schools. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY19 financial audit report for Oak Ridge Schools.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Ms. Eagle said it before the meeting. It's nice that we can get to this point and to have our audits and to have just an excellent audit again. And I want to thank Pat and her staff for what they've done. And I know we've got Terry Motes here as well. I'm sure Terry's going to speak about this. So whenever the board would like to ask him some questions, that'd be okay.
Do you want to? It's all yours. You have 30 seconds. No.
Football games tonight, but I think I better stay away from that. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you all for having me out tonight to go over our audit reports of the Oak Ridge Schools financial statements. I do want to cover just a few things, but I would be remiss if I did not take a few minutes and just tell you what great accounting staff that you all have at the school and what a good job that they do. They are timely, responsive, their work is accurate, and we appreciate all they do to facilitate the audit. Don't want to take a whole lot of your time tonight, but I would like to mention a couple of things. I want to go over our three audit reports that we issued in relation to your fiscal year 19 financial statements, and I believe that you all have a PDF file of the financial statements, and I'll direct your attention to PDF page 13 for our independent auditor's report, and I will just go over each of those pages briefly here. But I do also want to say, if y'all have any questions during the presentation, do not hesitate to stop me as I go through there to address those questions that you may have. As far as the independent auditor's report on your PDF page 13, the first paragraph just lets the reader of the financial statement know what level of service is providing. And as we've said a couple times now, this is an audit of your financial statements for fiscal year 19. And this is only for the Oak Ridge School Systems. The second paragraph lets the reader know what management's responsibility for these financial statements are. The preparation of the financial statements and the notes to the financial statement is Oak Ridge School System's responsibility to prepare and present fairly. The auditor's responsibilities, which are labeled in the next three paragraph, just let the reader know what auditing standards that we're using in preparing our auditor's report and going through the planning and performing process of the audit. We also, in that third paragraph under that section, basically have to make a statement that we believe that we have gained sufficient audit evidence to render our opinion on these financial statements. Next paragraph there is the opinions paragraph, and the opinions paragraph, we're basically stating that we're giving an unqualified opinion on the financial statements for the school system. That's the highest level of assurance that we can give on the financial statements, that we believe that they are accurately presented and they include all the note disclosures that are required to be in the financial statements. There is an emphasis of matter paragraph that the state requires to be put in there that just lets the reader know that this is only the Oak Ridge School System's financial statements, which is a department of the city, and it does not include any of the city financial information. The other matters, there's required supplementary information. These next three or four paragraphs is basically just stating that besides the financial statements and the notes in the financial statements, there's other information included in the packet. Some of that information is audited, some of that information is not audited, and it just lets the reader of the financial statement know which items are audited and which items are unaudited. Last paragraph there is the other reports. I told you whenever we started that there are three reports that we issued on the financial statements. The independent auditors is here, the other reports are in the back, and it just lets the reader know whenever they come to this report at the very front that there's two other reports issued on the financial statements. So main item there is that you all the Oak Ridge City School Systems received an unqualified opinion on the financial statements, which, like I said, is the highest level of assurance that we can give on the financial statements. I said I was going to cover the other reports, so let me go ahead and direct your attention to those reports in your PDF document. It's the next report is on page 153 of the PDF. I'll give you a minute to get there. On page 153 is our independent auditor's report on internal control over financial reporting and on compliance and other matters based on an audit of financial statements performed in accordance with government auditing standards. That's a long title, there's a lot of information there. Basically, this report in layman's terms is that whenever we're performing an audit in accordance with governmental auditing standards, we have to come in and obtain an understanding of the school system's internal controls so that we can properly plan and perform our audit. But we also have to let the reader know that we do not give an opinion on your internal controls. But if during the course of gaining an understanding of your internal controls and during the audit performing our procedures, if we come into any findings or discrepancies that we deem to be significant deficiencies or material weakness, we report those in these reports that we're going over. I'm proud to say that there are no significant deficiencies or material weaknesses reported in your financial statements for the fiscal year 19. On page 155 of your PDF document is the third report that I want to cover, and that's the independent auditor's report on compliance for each major program and on internal control over compliance required by the uniform guidance. Basically, any governmental audit that the entity receives a significant amount of federal funding, the level is $750,000 in expenditures that they may have of federal dollars, they have to have a report or an audit, a single audit report, which is the report on controls, internal controls required by uniform guidance. Whenever we have this report, we have to go through calculations and determine which programs get selected for specific testing to make sure that the compliance requirements of those grants were met during the time period that was under audit. We selected two programs that we tested this past year, and we did not have any compliance finding issues with those grants during the year. So we do issue an opinion, and you received an unqualified opinion for those compliance testing for those major programs, which is the highest level of assurance that we can give on those governmental grants. Do y'all have any questions?
Any questions from the board?
If not, I would like to just take 1 minute to address an item that kind of mentioned it last year. If you will go to page 29. Last year was the first time we had this item, and I just want to direct your attention to it because I think boards understand cash better than they understand anything whenever we're looking at financial statements. On page 29, that's your balance sheet for the governmental funds. In the first column is the general purpose school fund, and the seventh item down in that column is cash and cash equivalents that are restricted assets. There's a number there, $4,320,000. So I just wanted to let the board know what that number was. It's very similar to last year. Basically, when the city issues debt for any capital projects, and it's for a school project, the activity that occurs there on the issuing of those debt and those debt proceeds appear in your financial statements. The purchases or the construction, whatever it may be, for those assets that are bought with that debt appear in your financial statements. But if there's unspent proceeds from the debt at a point in time, which is June 30th here, they actually show up on your financial statements. Now, I'm sure that they'll be expended in the fiscal year that we're in right now, but that $4,320,000 is basically funds held in trust at the city where they have issued debt for the preschool building that have not been expended. So they issued debt in an amount. They spent some of those funds. Some are still on hand. They're shown in your financial statements because that activity, that debt was specifically issued for the schools. So that's such a large item. I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention of what it specifically was so that you'd be aware that that's not funds that you actually have over here to expend. But I also wanted to be clear on so that y'all understood how that number comes about in your financial statements, since it is so large.
So if next year there was nothing else that occurred of that type, then that number should be zero.
If those funds are expended at the city and there's no carryover, then those amounts would go down.
But those funds are there because they have been specifically designated for the preschool.
Yes, from a debt issue.
By debt being issued.
Yes, for the schools, yes.
But we can't, that is not our money to spend.
It's not yours to spend.
Well, in a way it is.
In a way it is. It's going to be for the preschool. Yeah. It's just not basically funds here at the schools. They're already committed and restricted, which is why they're under the restricted category.
And I appreciate your comments at the beginning. We too, as a board, know that we have an exceptional finance department, and extremely pleased that when we do hear from you, that it is good news, and they are a hardworking group dedicated to the success of our school. And I hope, Ms. Smith, you'll pass that on to your colleagues in the finance department as well, because we know things can go haywire if not properly attended to, and we greatly appreciate that. We really do. Other questions or comments? Dr. Borchers?
No, just same thing. Pat and her staff do an amazing job every year, and we really appreciate Terry and his team and all the work that they do for us.
Pat?
I would just like to also add, this is the third fiscal year that Terry and his team have done our district audit, and we have built a very good working relationship, and they have done things that we haven't seen before as far as the data on the city and on the debt and where those things lie. And we certainly appreciate that and really value our working relationship with them. Thank you.
Great. And that's important, that it is a team effort from our side and their side. We have to work together to make sure that these things happen correctly.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
And on our side, we're grateful for the trust that you all have shown in us to allow us to be part of the audit team servicing the schools. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank both of you for coming tonight. Okay, the motion on the floor is approval of the FY19 audit report for the Oak Ridge Schools. You may cast your vote now. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is FY20 budget transfer number 3. This is a second reading on this item. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY20 budget transfer number 3.
For the recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. comments?
And again, this is a second reading, and it was for the playground equipment and the resurfacing and to make sure that we have all the funds necessary to make that project a reality.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, you may cast your vote now. Motion carries unanimously. Next, item C is board policy 3.50, food service management. This is a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 3.50, food service management.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agel. Dr. Borchers.
Pat had realized that if you look at page 3 of this policy, you'll see a lot of red information there crossed out in additions. We just really needed to update our policy because there was some old language in there that we were not using and some of those practices that you see there. So we struck all of those and put in the new language of what we're actually doing.
Any questions? Ms. Agel.
Just a comment that I am glad to see the stricken language stricken. There actually is going to be a bill in the legislature this year. Don't know whether it'll pass or not. You know how that goes. But saying that, no, we're not going to in any way deprive students of lunch because they forgot their lunch money or their account got empty and the parents didn't know in time. And we're not going to serve them a peanut butter sandwich. I'm glad to see that stricken. Thank you.
Hearing no other comments, then you may cast your vote. Motion carries unanimously. Next, item D, board policy 6.600, student records. This is a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.600, student records.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to turn to Mr. Lay on this to update the board.
Thank you. As you can tell, the policy hasn't changed that much as far as the writing, but they have added a lot of notes to the end to let you know basically where it comes from. But it does do a tremendous job telling us, number one, who we can provide student records to, how to request it, and how to document it. So it is a very important policy.
Questions? Hearing none, you may cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item E, board policy 6.411, student wellness. This is also a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.411.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Just a very minimal change. If you turn to page 3, we just got rid of the number and the amount, so we don't have to keep changing the policy if there's more or less recommended modules for us. So we will do all the recommended modules. We just wanted to pull that number out of there.
Questions? You may cast your vote now. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Are you locked? Yeah. I'm frozen. Let's see what happens. Why is it always mine?
It's not always yours.
Well, that's true. It's yours too. Maybe it's where we're sitting, just right here. There's some. It's the camera. That's what it is. I knew you had some control back there. It says it's loading. Yeah, it's just going. Okay. Let's see what happens. Ah, okay, I'm back. Yeah, could you just, Richard, just move your desk right back here behind us instead? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, item F, board policy 4.802, student equal access. This is a first reading as well. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.802, student equal access or limited public forum.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
I'll turn to Mr. Lay again on this policy.
Yes, this process, once again, basically for student forums in the form of clubs or whatever, it just provides us good guidelines, basically who can participate, how they can participate, how they get permission. So once again, just a good policy to help us make sure we're consistent in this area.
Since this is the last one, this must be your turn. And if you'd please, there's a clipboard there for you to sign in there, if you would, please, ma'am. And then if you'd state your name and address for the board, please.
Okay. My name is Rhonda Bogard. My address is 102 Evans Lane in Oak Ridge. I was born and raised here, went through the Oak Ridge school system. I'm very proud of the Oak Ridge school system. And at the time, in the 1970s, when I was in Oak Ridge High School, I was one of only four people in my class who was Jewish. And one thing that is very clear to me is with all the pressures of being in a high school at that particular age, the one thing I never experienced was separation based on my religion. And in fact, I think that at that time, Oak Ridge High School bent over backwards to have religious tolerance and to not have people ever separated on the basis of religion. And so when I saw the front page article today, I decided that I should at least come and speak from my perspective and how it might be different from those of you that are on the school board. Because my concern is that this is not the 1970s. And there is an incredible increase in hate crime in this country and all across the world. And I can tell you in the 1970s, I never was frightened to go to the synagogue. But anti-Semitic crimes are really on the rise as well as other hate crimes. And the statistics show that 20%, I believe, of the hate crimes are usually based on religion. And so one of the things I really want to just have you at least think about is to try to reduce the us and them, because the us and them is what leads to hate. And I think that in a high school, anything we can do to bring our students together rather than have them apart is a good thing. And I know that I never had to deal with proselytizing or people handing out anything or clubs that excluded me. And that's what I would like for the kids today. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. comments or questions from the board? Ms. Hagel.
How is this policy different from our current practice? And I'm trying, I can't remember the name of the club at the moment, but did we not just within the last few months approve a new club whose purpose is the very thing you mentioned, to bring students together who might otherwise be left out, to encourage students with differences to find what they have in common and focus on that as opposed to their differences. But does this policy in any way change our current practice?
You know, I'm confident in saying the school culture that just described, that's what we still have today. The one thing that is special about Oak Ridge is we're just a very diverse community, and that does carry into our schools. I read through this policy very carefully, more than once today, and basically there's nothing in this policy that goes against what we're doing. There's nothing in this policy that we're not already doing. So we're really in a good place. Once again, it just provides us good documentation to reference just in case we have a question, but I'm confident we are really in a good place in this area.
Other comments? Anyone else in the audience? I believe we did approve a club. Was that at Dr. Renner at Robertsville, was it not? Yes. Okay, this is first reading on this policy. We'll come back with it again later this month. You may cast your vote now. Motion passes unanimously. We move from there. Items for information, enrollment, and attendance reports. Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir. I continue to be pleased overall with our attendance information. Our schools are, I won't necessarily say we're seeing great improvement, but our absenteeism rates are not increasing. So we have either improved or we're maintaining, which, when you look at everything, that's not a bad thing. Our enrollment overall, we are up 72 students at this time in comparison to this time last year. So we continue to be above last year, which is another positive. So I will, once again, if you look at the two schools that have the most positive attendance information, it would be Jefferson Middle School and Oak Ridge High School. If you look at the charts, I mean, they have truly made some positive gains in that area. So I salute them for their efforts.
Any questions from the board? Thank you. Financial report, kind of already heard that, so to speak, but are there any other questions at this point? Items for discussion. As the board is aware, we have gone through the evaluation process with the superintendent. If board members haven't and still would like to, between now and our next meeting, you can schedule a session with the superintendent to review and go over the evaluation if you'd like to do that. I have already myself, Dr. Borchers and I have met to discuss that. At our next meeting on the 27th will be an opportunity for the board at that time to make comments in regard to that evaluation, if you would like to do that. And it will be also a time where we'll approve an additional or extending the contract for the superintendent. And we'll be voting on that. Questions? Any old business? Any new business? I will mention, I have in my hands the list of dates for Focus on Education. Ms. Webb will be doing January 22nd. The next available one, and again, you can work with Dave if this particular date doesn't work, but this is a starting place for us, is February the 5th. I'm going to take March the 4th or there around March the 4th, somewhere before spring break in March, and we're going to try to tape the show at the new preschool as kind of an introduction to the preschool that will be opening on March 30th. So the other dates are April the 8th and May 6th. So whichever one you all might want to take, then Ben can get the last one since he's not here. You'll take May. Some in that category, the board will be visiting Glenwood Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 7:45. On the 21st of this month, the board and city council will be having a joint work session at 4 p.m. And to my knowledge, unless that's been changed, that meeting is going to occur at the municipal building. Is that correct? 27th, I've already mentioned, is our next board meeting. On the 29th, we will be visiting Woodland at 7:45 on that day. I will mention to you, you know, some time ago, back way back before Christmas, the board approved a letter to send to our legislative folk in regard to the 65th anniversary of the desegregation of the Oak Ridge schools. We talked at one of our meetings that we did get some response. I know Dr. Williams is on a committee that's working on that. I would just share we did get a letter back from Senator Alexander. It was more of thank you for what you're doing, and I'm glad you're doing it. Those were difficult times for students, and I'm proud of you. Thank you. So I hope he saw it. It was obviously a staff letter, but at least they took time to respond back to us. So it's plugged in somewhere with somebody in his office, hopefully him. Any other comments or questions or information, Dr. Borchers? We're back to a good start in 2020.
We are, yeah. It's hard to believe, but we're already into week two here in the second semester. So, but it's going smoothly, going smoothly.
A lot of good things going on at the schools. Principals, let us know so we can brag on you what you're doing there. You know, we'd like to take it maybe half our meeting to go over those things. Would be great. So we like doing that, and it's a part of the meeting that we look forward to. Thank everybody for being here. Had to inform David, inform me that we've got some issues with our cable programming that will be fixed, right, by our next meeting. But he did inform me that, you know, I often say to the kids when they're here, look in the camera, your millions of people are watching. Well, it's probably true tonight, right, Dave? Because you can only watch this now on YouTube tonight, so that's going all over the world. People all over the world are watching this meeting tonight. So I'm glad it was, yeah, all the time. Yes, and that's all the time it's true, so point that out. So I'm glad it was a short meeting. Thank everybody for being here, and we're adjourned.